And if people just go, just roll over and do it again, I'm not sure, Sean, how much it's going to take really the Lord getting down on the playing field and either getting on the playing field or completely lifting his hand of protection on this country and let us just get what we got and what we deserve, that we've turned our back on him. We're not turning from our evil ways. We're allowing the evil people to come along and take everything from us. If people start to obey and do this again, I don't know how you feel. I'd love to hear how you feel about it. But to me, it would be like, why do we keep banging our head against the wall every day?
Hey, friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is an emergency broadcast with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Rinse and repeat, guys. Lockdown 2.0 is coming, but only if we comply. Friends, please spread this one far and wide. Hey, friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here, guys. I have an emergency alert broadcast for you today, and I think it's with a bit of divine intervention that my guest today was scheduled to be on today, because just a couple of days ago, and I listened to it live, Alex Jones, friends, he's right again. He warned that according to his TSA insider source, two sources, that new lockdowns will be coming in the fall and they will start pushing mask mandates again and roll out new boosters for the new boogeyman variant. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. We have to provide the knowledge to the people, and people better stand up this time, because if we stand down to this second round of tyranny, it's game over. Klaus Schwab will get his great reset. Do not comply trends as Patriots unite following Alex Jones' warning about new lockdowns coming. Friends, it's all happening in real time. Literally, this warning from the TSA insiders was 2 days ago. And now, wait till I play the clip from the CIA Mockingbird asset Lester Holt on the NBC Nightly News. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will help me break it down. I'm so glad to have her on. God bless you. Dr. Tenpenny, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Sean. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know your blood's boiling just like mine, because you are being persecuted just like I have been, just like Dr. James Thorpe is, just like Alex Jones has been. And the State Medical Board of Ohio has suspended your medical license, but it's not revoked. And guys, by the way, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's clinic is thriving. It remains open for business. We'll talk about that. You can find her important work at drtenpenny.substack.com or all of the work at drtenpenny.com. Do I have that right, Sherry?
Yeah, the Substack, as I write, it's called I Am the Evidence. It comes out every Saturday morning. It is like reviewing the medical literature in relationship to things that are happening out in the general public. So it's drtenpenny.substack.com is my Saturday morning Substack. And then Sunday, I write an inspirational Substack called On Walking with God. And I only put out two a week. I know a lot of people who write Substacks, it seems like anything that pops into their head, they throw it on the Substack and send it out. It's like drinking from a fire hose. Well, I put a lot of time and thought and effort in writing. Some of these Substacks take a couple of days to write. So I really want people to read them. So they're free. I mean, they're always free. If you decide that you want to become a subscriber, basically that's just donating to support the work that I do. But I really want, I don't hide it behind a paywall or anything like that. So the drtenpenny.substack.com, I wrote an article this week called Warning, Here We Go Again. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, how much science has been put out there in the last 2.5-3 years about the myth of the mask, the nonsense of the high school girls science project that we called social distancing, the fraud of the PCR testing, the deaths now, the accelerated death rates from all of the COVID shots. It doesn't matter how much we've put out there. It seems like the steamroller just keeps rolling down the tracks. And now we've got mask mandates coming back in, college kids that have to wear masks and social distance and self-quarantine. I mean, seriously. When are we going to get people to revolt, Sean? And the revolting doesn't have to be anything, you know, violent. It can just be, what if half that college campus just said, not doing it. And 50% of those kids just walked around without a mask. They can't, you know, those kids just paid like $40,000 to $50,000 for a year's worth of air quotes. When I say education, you know, if 50% of them, they think they're going to expel 50% of them, then those parents ought to be demanding their money back. I mean, when will we just stand up and say, nope, not doing it? you know, that whole thing that happened in Maui and Lanai, where the police blocked the exits off of the highway. I mean, how many people, why did people just sit back and just be sheep and not, and just allow that? I mean, why didn't like four or five people with big Ford trucks just like plow through those police cars and open that way for those people to escape? You know, I watched a little TikTok video yesterday of a gal standing on the beach saying, you know, we tried to get in to help and to bring water and food and shovels and things to help people, but they wouldn't let us in. They wouldn't let you in. They are the neighbors. And the people that they go to church with, that they shop with, that all these different things, they wouldn't let you in. And 50 or 60 or 70 of you wouldn't overwhelm them and get in there and help those people. When are we going to stop? Just when somebody says no, we go, okay, when is that going to stop?
Well, that's the right question. When has to be now? And the revolt is do not comply ever. We cannot, we will not comply. Unfortunately, I do have a bit of news to share with folks about just personal friends of mine. We went out on a boat last night, and some of them think the masks are a great idea should there be another boogeyman variant. In a minute, I want to play the propaganda coming from Lester Holt. But before we go there, I want people to know that your business is still open. They suspended your license because you're a truth teller. You know, one of the disinformation dozen, according to the Center for Digital Hate. But people need to know, Sherry Tenpenny's office, her medical business is still open, correct?
Yes. And suspending my license is very different than what the mainstream media is saying about they pulled her license, they yanked your license, which essentially means they revoke it. And the difference between revoking it and revoking it means they take it permanently and you can never get it back. Suspending it means that you can't see patients until you come into their compliance. And I'll just give a simple example, Sean. I mean, in the state of Ohio, they can suspend doctors' licenses if they're way, way behind on their continuing education. In the state of Ohio, you need to do 50 hours of continuing education. If you're way behind on that, they can slap your wrist and suspend your license until you become compliant. It means you take all those 50 hours and you probably have to pay some sort of a fine. And then you make an application to have it reinstated. So they suspended my license and charged me they suspended my license saying that I have not cooperated with them when in fact we cooperated every step of the way. They sent me a letter, we responded. They sent me a letter, we responded. We did that multiple times on my legal way to respond, and my lawyers responded because this is an administrative body, but the administrative body still has to follow state and federal law. So we responded appropriately. Then we had a hearing and they said that I didn't cooperate. In fact, one of the MDs read a pre-written statement into the record at the medical hearing on August the 9th that said, let's be clear about what this is and what this is not. This is not a hearing because Dr. Tenpenny doesn't practice good medicine. This is not a hearing about her medical license and her ability to and what she does in her clinic. This is not about her saying that people get magnetized after getting a COVID shot. This is not about her saying that people may have an interface with 5G with hooks that hooks them up to the Internet of Things and the Internet of Bodies, which we know is a fact. It's not about that. This is purely and solely about the fact that she has failed to cooperate in an investigation. Well, we answered every one of their letters. They claim that there are more than 300 complaints against me, which they would not show me any, even if they de-identified the complaints. So we don't have any proof that there actually are 300 complaints about me. They could just be making up that number. It could be one person who sent in 300 complaints. It could be people from out of the country who just filed bogus complaints that don't even apply to a state medical board hearing. So we're not really sure what it is that we have not complied with. But the upshot of that is that they suspended my license, which meant I personally cannot see patients until I answer their self-incriminating questions and pay a $3,000 fine and then make an application for reinstatement. Well, I want people to know, because we're getting calls from the office. They'll call the office and some in my front desk will answer the phone and they'll go, oh, you answered the phone. You're still in business. We thought that Dr. Tenpenny's didn't have a license. We weren't in business. Well, in my clinic here in Cleveland, Ohio, it's in Middleburg Heights, which I'm proud to say people have come from all 50 states and 17 or more foreign countries to get well through the programs that we offer at our clinic at Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center in Middleburg Heights, which is a suburb of Cleveland. We have two other doctors, a nurse practitioner, two physician's assistants, a bunch of nurses, a fairly sizable staff that we are very much open for business. We have two other centers where we do ECP, which is external counterpulsation. You can learn about that if you go to Tenpenny ECP, which is Edward, Charlie, Peter, tenpennyecp.com. We have a center here in Middleburg Heights, and we have one in Ventura, California, that they're also getting calls saying, wow, I thought Dr. Tenpenny's license was yanked. I didn't know that her business was still open. Yes, we are still open and functioning just fine. And wouldn't it be a great coup for the state medical board if they put us out of business because the people in the mainstream are continuing to tell lies about me, my businesses, and our ability to see patients. We are very much open for business, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to clear that up. I mean, when we scheduled this appointment, we didn't even know we were going to be talking about this. So I really, really appreciate you, Sean, and thank you for allowing me to make a statement of, if you want to support me, pray for me, go to our places of practice and get your health care and become a podcast member online. Those are the three things that would really be of great support.
Absolutely. I'm happy to have you on today. Look, you're one of the disinformation dozen. I think the Bollingers were on that list. I would stand shoulder to shoulder with anybody on that list before I would step in the same zip code as Lester Holt or CIA asset Anderson Cooper over at CNN, who makes $12 million a year. And according to RFK Jr., he allegedly was paid millions more to peddle the COVID vaccine, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. So yeah, they're trying to put you out of business, me out of business, everybody out of business to shut us up. And we're not going to allow that to happen. But now they're going to implement more lockdowns. We'll do a screen share because I want to play Lester Holt, the CIA asset, in just 1 second. But it's really happening, friends. Mask mandates, contact tracing re-implemented at colleges and offices. This comes just 2 days after the TSA whistleblower contacted Alex Jones to say this is what the Biden administration wants to do. And they're going to roll it out in earnest in the fall. They're going to mask us all up. They're going to try. They're going to lock us all down. They're going to try. And they're going to steal another election in 2024 with mail-in ballots. So before I play CIA agent Lester Holt in the NBC Nightly quote-unquote news, Sherry, let's just be real clear. Masks do not work. Even if we believe in viruses and new variants, a face mask to prevent infection is akin to building a chain link fence to keep mosquitoes out.
That's a great analogy, Sean. And in my Substack that I wrote on Warning, Here We Go Again, there's actually a link. In fact, that some of the these went really wide, far and wide, the Substack that I wrote. In the second paragraph, I said, here are 150 studies that document they don't work. This list was published in 2021, and I believe there's probably many more articles that have been that could be added to that list. There's also, I put in a link to 12 graphs that show globally how when they instituted a mask mandate, you know, within just a matter of a couple of weeks, the increased incidence of COVID went through the roof. So it's totally worthless. I think your analogy of putting up a chain link fence to keep out a fly or a mosquito is actually a very good one. People will say, well, what about those doctors in surgery that wear those masks all day? They wear those because in a surgical suite, and I've done surgery, I've been in there, it looks like this. So you're looking down at the surgical field and you're putting your hand out to the side and asking a nurse for a scalpel or a sponge or a retractor or something like that. And as you're talking, that mask is on your mouth to keep spittle from going into the surgical field. And the other thing that happens, and I know this from general contractor friends of mine, they also greatly increase the amount of oxygen flow in those surgical suites because having a mask on increases lowers your oxygen, increases your CO2. So they cool down the operating suites. The suites are very cool. They're probably somewhere between 65 and 70 degrees, and they greatly increase the oxygen flow into those surgical suites. So they've covered two bases. You know, when you're wearing a mask all day long, you get hot and you're just breathing in and out hot air. And it's like spitting all over your face from having this face mask on all day. So in the surgical suite, the temperature is cooler, the amount of oxygen circulating is greater, and you have this the mask on to keep you from contaminating the open wound surgical field. And if you've ever noticed that prior to COVID, I mean, when the doctors walked out of the surgical suite, what's the first thing they did is they ripped off that mask. It's not like they had to wear it walking down the hall because somehow they might be contaminating people because they're breathing. So masks don't work. There's hundreds, 150 studies that is in this file that shows it with references. There's 12 graphs that I put on that article. And a lot of the comments that I got from the Substack, Sean, was thank you so much for putting these here because I can print these out. You have this Substack on my phone and show people the link. You know, I can take that defensive weapon right with me everywhere I go.
No, it's brilliant. And again, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. See, what's absolutely astounding to me, and it's because I speak with people like you every single day, and I communicate via the internet with people who are informed and knowledgeable and actually care about the Republic and understand what a central bank is and understand what a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is. But then I go on a boat with friends and they don't have a clue. See, I think 70% of the people are still sound asleep. They don't know anything. And the only way this regime can push masks on us again is if people want to perish for a lack of knowledge. These people don't have any knowledge, Sherry. The mass majority of people are going to fall right into this lockstep plan again, is what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, I said that in my Substack too at the top. I said, you know, the powers and be are going to push this button. And that to see how many are still willing to go along with the fear-based propaganda. Unfortunately, it will be more than a few. Even though I implore people, don't do it. Just say no. Don't wear a mask. Don't social distance. Don't be railroaded into obedience again. You know, like I say this so many times, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, ain't going to happen. Don't do it. I agree with what you said at the top of the segment, Sean, when you said, if we do this again, Americans, North Americans, Australians, New Zealanders, Europeans, if we do this again, if we button it up and put on a face diaper and stand apart and talk down to people who are close standing next to you and continue to get PCR tested, if we do this again, it's over. You and I might as well just fold up shop, quit trying to try to educate people because we haven't succeeded and we would have failed in a very, very big way because we've been working our buns off for the last 3 years, you and me and Alex Jones and other people, you know, Brian Artis and a whole
Del
bunch
Big
of other
Tree,
people,
everybody.
Del Big Tree, a whole bunch of people that have Mercola, a bunch of people that have very big audiences have been pumping out week after week information about this whole fraudulent plandemic thing that's happened. And if people just roll over and do it again, I'm not sure, Sean, how much it's going to take really the Lord getting down on the playing field and either getting on the playing field or completely lifting his hand of protection on this country and let us just get what we got and what we deserve, that we've turned our back on him. We're not turning from our evil ways. We're allowing the evil people to come along and take everything from us. If people start to obey and do this again, I don't know how you feel. I'd love to hear how you feel about it. But to me, it would be like, why do we keep banging our head against the wall every day?
Well, one thing, you know, I think about this a lot because I really do believe this is quite largely a paper tiger. Okay. The tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C., it's a paper tiger. There is no real support for these policies. And I think a lot about that last election. You know, look at the numbers of wonderful people who showed up just to see and hear Donald Trump speak, you know, at an airport hangar. Tens of thousands of people all over the country. Meanwhile, Sleepy Joe couldn't fill up a gymnasium, half a gymnasium. He couldn't fill up a closet with supporters. He still can't. So it makes me think that we were very close to taking our country back. So they implemented a coup and they implanted Banana Joe. That's what happened. They stole the election blatantly in the middle of the night in front of all of us. And now they behave with such tyranny that they're telling us and showing us exactly who they are because they had a successful coup. So now they don't care. It's Katie bar the door, total tyranny. So let me show you. This is what they think of you, friends. During slavery, slaves were forced to wear masks to symbolically mark them as not having a voice and that they're owned and under the total control of the slave owners. That's what the masks are all about. It's not about your health. It's about you complying and agreeing to be a slave. So now with that said, I want to break this down. Sherry, you tell me when to stop at any point. You and I are going to watch this total Mockingbird propaganda from NBC Nightly News CIA asset Lester Holt. And it's all just 2 days after Alex Jones warned this is what's coming. Listen to this.
COVID is making a comeback this summer, so many of us would like to leave it in the past, but cases are once again on the rise. So when will new booster shots roll out? Ann Thompson asked the CDC director.
This summer, most Americans left COVID in the past, gathering together once again, mask-free. But tonight, signs of a COVID resurgence. Across the country, COVID hospitalizations jumped more than 14% in the most recent week, but far lower than pandemic levels. NBC News medical contributor Dr. Kavita Patel.
What's behind this uptick in COVID that we're seeing?
The main driver of this is a variant that's relatively newer to the scene, EG5. It's easier to give and get, so that makes it kind of easier to pass along.
It's been almost a year since the last COVID booster came out. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen.
The new COVID booster is expected to be approved by the FDA, and then we will make recommendations from the CDC probably by the second or third week of September.
Will it protect against this new strain?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Sherry, it astounds me that people could possibly fall for this again. We'll pick up the rest of that broadcast. I've only watched it that far by myself so far, so you and I can watch the rest together. But are you kidding me? Mockingbird, CIA, total propaganda.
And the fact that the shots and the boosters didn't help the first time around, what makes her so confident with her big buggy eyes that she looks like an AI person? You know, her big buggy is that this is going to happen the second time. You know why I think this is happening, Sean? Because it's August. You know what happens in August? Back to school and flu shots start. Mm-hmm. So now the flu shots start. So now we've already taken a suppressed immune system in people that already had boosters last year. And we suppress them even more. I mean, the one question that they're not saying, and oh, this uptick of 14%, where's the data that the four of that 14% that's going in the hospital, how many of them were fully vaccinated against COVID? I suspect, it's my opinion, probably close to 100%. And so nobody's saying those numbers, oh, this big scary uptick, it's around, we need to get the boosters again because now we've got it up by 14%. I would, again, I'll repeat myself. I would say that if they ask every one of those people that got sick, tested positive for COVID and ended up in the hospital, how many shots have you had of the COVID vaccine, of the COVID shot? I would guess every one of them has had at least one and probably close to 100% has had a minimum of three.
You and I have been at this a long time, right? Maybe me a little bit longer than you, but I applaud you for waking up and having the courage to speak out and not take the money that was being offered to these doctors to roll out the bioweapon and remdesivir and kill their patients and be paid handsomely for it. I want to do another screen share because as we listen to that Lester Holt propaganda piece, people need to remember the truth. We knew this back in 2020. We tried to sound the alarm. We tried to inform our friends, neighbors, and colleagues that the side effects, or rather the effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, according to the FDA, included things like myocarditis, pericarditis, anaphylaxis, stroke, convulsions, and yes, death. They knew it, friends. And now they're going to roll out another boogeyman virus vaccine. It's not a vaccine, is it, Sherry? The vaccine is not a vaccine and it does not work. In fact, it maims and it kills.
Yeah, that's true. It's a bioweapon. It's absolutely gene therapy, which means it goes in and modifies your genes. I've never really liked that word therapy, that they've attached it from the very beginning, because therapy implies doing something good, like physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, that you're doing something good. I've never really liked that word, but we're stuck with it. And so what it does is it manipulates your genetics and it suppresses your toll-like receptors, which is your innate immune system, so that you're more susceptible to any type of virus that flies through the environment, whether it's influenza, RSV, COVID, because coronaviruses have been around forever. For at least 60 years, we've identified coronaviruses. And, every time I talk about this stuff, Sean, I get this big hit of, I'll get an influx of a whole bunch of emails saying, what's wrong with you? Viruses don't exist. Okay, your opinion. I don't think that the SARS-CoV-2 virus exists. I think it's a bunch of manipulated data downloaded off the internet and then manipulated in a lab. I don't think that that's a natural virus, but, I always go back to chicken pox. Viruses don't exist and there's no such thing. Then explain to me this vesicular itchy rash that kids get that we used to have chicken pox parties for, so that we could share that virus from person to person to person. So everybody in the neighborhood would get over chicken pox at the same time. And that was long before, lipid nanoparticles, biotech assembling particles, 5G, all those different things. So, I don't know why it has to be an either or. And this is a debate that I think, I try not to get into too often. Why can't we say that there are viruses that exist and then there are things that are fabricated virus that are really not viruses that exist? Why do we have to get into this black and white, all or nothing, it exists or it doesn't exist type of thing? Because it's just one more way to divide us.
That's
Sean.
Right. That's 100% right.
It's one more division.
It takes our eye off the ball. And I was not a fan of some of the infighting in the space amongst truth tellers about viruses. You'd see those comments under a BitChute video. If I posted an interview that was very in-depth and filled with knowledge and information, but maybe my guest mentioned the virus, then what? You throw the baby out with the bathwater? It's just 100%. Insane. It's insane. We need to keep our eye on the ball. And here's the point. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. That's not just Sherry Tenpenny saying that or me. It's Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former vice president at Pfizer. He worked for the company. He calls it a bioweapon. By the way, you mentioned statistics. We know that all of the statistics regarding the COVID hospitalizations and deaths were fudged because even in Fauci's own words, the flu basically went to zero. It was non-existent that year. What year was that? 2020? Well, here we have Bill Gates in multiple photos. Oh, he just loves it. Look at that big smile on that demon creature. You see that top book? How to Lie with Statistics. He's very proud of it on his little stack of books. Put that one right at the top. That's what these people do. That's what they do. And they also, by the way, ignore the real data, like the VAERS reporting database. How many people has this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine killed? I hold in my hand right here, cause unknown, the epidemic of sudden deaths in 2021 and 2022, written by Edward Dowd. We don't even know how many people have been murdered by this bioweapon.
And that book that I love, and I'm always promoting it, and I think Ed Dowd is just a gift to humanity, and I think he's just a great guy. And that book came out almost a year ago now. So think how many more deaths would be represented in that book. His all-cause mortality data and the all-cause and all the disability data is where he said that it's 11 times greater than over the standard deviation, 11 times, that 2 times the standard deviation is a travesty. 4 times stops the economy. What does 11 times do? And what he makes his claims of that of saying these are people that are either totally disabled and can't work, or they're people that are disabled and continue to try to work, and taking all kinds of medications, making them once more the customers for life of the pharmaceutical industry. So I said at the very beginning, Sean, back in March of 2020, when people were still kind of whirling, like, what do you think is happening, Dr. Tenpenny? And I said, well, I really believe this is a depopulation agenda. The people that don't die will be made chronically sick and customers for life, and or moved into the transhumanism agenda. And I remember when I was saying that, like in March and April of 2020, it was like, who's putting those thoughts in my head? Why is that happening? But it was like such a truth that just came out of me, and every time, usually before I'm on any sort of a broadcast, I always just say a little prayer to the Lord, give me the right words. It's like when the apostles were pulled up in front of their judgment in the book of Acts. acts. Before Jesus died, and he said, when you are pulled up, don't worry what you will say. The Spirit of the Lord will give you the right things to say.
Yes.
So I always trust that that's, you know, that I'm saying the things that are truthful because that's who I am. And that it will fall onto the ears who really can hear, have ears to hear and eyes to see, and that people will understand it. So way back then, you know, in 2020, it's like, well, I sort of felt it that way, but it was sort of like when I was saying, it was like, well, Lord, I guess these are the seeds you want me to be planting right now, because I'm not sure where that came from. And now retrospectively looking backwards, it was exactly right. Because it's exactly a depopulation agenda. It's exactly the people that got at least one shot, even one shot, they have myocarditis. If they have two or more, they've got all kinds of spike protein illnesses. They've got developing autoimmune diseases. We've got this drop in infertility. We've got turbo cancers. We have all of these things that are happening. So yes, the depopulation agenda, those that got shots and survived become chronically sick with turbo cancers, infertility, and et cetera. Or they get moved into the transhumanism movement, which we're seeing more and more of that. So it's there's like what I said is happening. And I wish that I'd been wrong. I wish, Sean, that you know, somebody could go back in time and go, yeah, that's right. Dr. Tenpenny made a real fool of herself saying these things, because none of that happened. Sadly enough, almost everything that I've ever talked about and said back in 2020 and 21 is exactly on target for what we're seeing transpire right now.
Yep. And this is why I'm so shocked that they're attempting a rinse and repeat. Like, they must think that Americans and people around the world are just the stupidest people on planet Earth because they're trying this again. And how could they possibly think they could get away with this again? But they have the Mockingbird mainstream media on their side. And I do want to do another screen share. We'll go back to Lester Holt and his propaganda here in a second. But I think maybe the reason the words come to you like that is because you do invoke the name of Jesus Christ, as do I. And for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there among them. Do you realize he's here with us right now as we're having this conversation? He's giving us the courage and the words to convey the truth, the mighty sword of truth, to his people, because his people perish for a lack of knowledge. It's just, I just am so angry that this is where we find ourselves in a formerly healthy, strong republic by and for the people. Now, when I say formerly, we might have to go back decades, but literally, the founders gave us a gift, and now we have a humiliation ritual in the form of Banana Joe, the quote-unquote president. Are you kidding me? By the way, he just appeared in Maui. Maybe I'll play a clip, because he's such an absolute disaster that's how I know this is all part of a new world order humiliation ritual to have given us this human being, this pile of turd, this absolutely evil to the core. He's not even a man. He's a pedophile masquerading as a president. So back to Lester Holt, friends. Sherry, help me break this down, because it just astounds me that these people are trying this again.
The booster is tailored to what we are seeing circulating now.
Critics say the federal government is behind once again. Mm-hmm. People knew there was going to be a COVID resurgence. Mm-hmm. So why don't we have a booster today? Why do we have to wait until next month?
Okay, see, I love how they gaslight. Critics say you're behind. The federal government is behind because they're not already out pushing a new booster, which is really a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. So these demon creatures, these mockingbirds at NBC Nightly News will ignore the VAERS reporting database. They will ignore the quantifiable evidence provided by Edward Dowd. They will ignore the facts. They will tell you the sky is green and the grass is blue. And you, dear slave, are expected to believe them. I just can't even get through that whole thing, Sherry.
I know. And this new gal who's now the head of the CDC, you know, she's a World Economic Forum global leader. So she's been trained up by, you know, Klaus Schwab and et al. At the people at the World Economic Forum. So she is going to be leading this country exactly the way that the globalists want us to be. You know, just to follow up just on a statement that I said before, you know, when I was saying that Jesus would say, you know, don't worry about what you're going to say when you're pulled up before a council of your peers, like at the state medical board, or as, you know, Christians become more and more persecuted as time goes on here. You know, part of my Substacks, when I write, particularly when I write my Sunday Substack, I usually start with a couple of verses from the Bible and then do my write-up and then have a prayer at the end. And the Substack on Warning, Here We Go Again, the two verses that I used as references for that Substack, The first one is Acts 5:29. But Peter and the apostles, when they were pulled up before all these people, before the Sanhedrin, and said, don't you ever go out there and talk about that Jesus character again. Just don't do it. You know, don't do it. We're going to arrest you. We're going to throw you in jail. And Peter's response was, but Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men. So here we are facing what we're stating, you know, our constitution is at risk. You know, our God-given rights, our unalienable rights that we have in this country given to us by God, and that what we are going to do is to obey men and put on a mask and get scared again and go lock in our houses. No, we must stand boldly. And, you know, the Bible says more than 300 times, fear not. You know, somebody said, well, it's supposed to be 365, a verse for every day. I think that's just a cute little phrase, because I haven't been able to document that, but I know it's more than 300 times. And if God bothers to repeat himself 300 times to say, fear not, it must be kind of important. And the other verse that I used in my Substack is Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, mm-hmm. who put darkness before light and light before darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, because that's what they're trying to do here. Call things that are evil, they're calling them good, and things that are good, they're calling them evil. They're wanting us to get another booster to more destroy our innate immunity and destruction of our genetics. And we're supposed to do it because we're told so. We're just supposed to do it and obey them. We must stand back and say, nope, we must obey God, protect our life, our God-given genetics, our immune system. We must protect our constitution, our due process rights, which were denied before from me, from the state medical board and other people that are called before these administrative bodies. We must stand on our constitution, on our Bill of Rights. We must obey God and God's law. Number one in the land is the Bible. Number two in this country is our constitution. We must obey God rather than men.
Well, that's right. And that was really the message from the founders in a little thing called the Declaration of Independence. Our rights are given to us by God, our creator. That's why these people hate God. That's why they push the Big Bang. That's why they believe in abortion. They worship at the altar of Moloch and child sacrifice. And let me just show you guys one more thing here, because I think we only have Sherry for another 5 or 10 minutes. But I just want you all to realize what a demon creature this man is who is pretending to be the president. He was greeted in Maui by residents, flipping him off, using the F word, and telling him to go straight to hell. You're a disgusting, despicable bastard, they say about this man. Livid Hawaiians slam Biden for cracking jokes, lying about his wife, and trying to make himself the center of attention, despite 1,000 people missing, many of whom were children, as the police blocked the roads. Guys, what's going on in Maui is so absolutely sinister and nefarious and World Economic Forum related and United Nations related and BlackRock Vanguard related that I'm calling it 9/11 2.0. This is another 9/11. And this absolute puppet, this despicable traitor, just showed up 2 weeks after saying no comment repeatedly about what happened in Maui. He just showed up and the idiot had this to say.
And hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters.
All right, you guys get the idea. He's talking about a lightning strike on his home, which started a small kitchen fire, which was contained within 20 minutes. He didn't almost lose his wife. And interesting to note that he cares so much about that stupid 67 Corvette. Certainly he cares more about that stupid Corvette than he does the people and the children of Maui who have been incinerated alive, and it's all being covered up. It's all being covered up, isn't it, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
It is all being covered up. And, excuse me, the same day or within a couple of days that we send another $100 million on top of the billions we've already sent to Ukraine, on the same day, they issued $700 per person in Lanai, for $700 in Maui, even if they have grocery stores. I mean, that's like 2 weeks of groceries, maybe.
Yeah. Per family.
Yeah. And, you know, and then we are sending billions and hundreds of million dollars to Ukraine. You know, I love back, this was a while ago now, Sean. I don't know how far. I think Tucker was still at Fox at this time, but he did a monologue one night about what $100 billion that we sent to Ukraine, what $100 billion would buy in the United States. And it was pretty staggering. I mean, it was things like, you know, when he says, you know, the entire airline industry, when you combine all of them together, is about a $47 billion industry. And we're sending $100 billion to Ukraine. And he talked about all of the hospital bills for every cancer person in America could be 100% paid. You know, all of the different, the housing market, the mortgages, people that were underwater with their mortgages, that could all be paid. College educations. I mean, it was a long litany of things that he just went through. I mean, obviously his staff had pulled the statistics for him, but he was right. Here we are taking $100 billion more than once and sending it to Ukraine as America continues the downward spiral into the incineration of just a banana public third world country, which just really breaks my heart.
Yeah. Well, you know, I made the point in an interview just the other day that why not just give $1 trillion to Ukraine? Why not just turn over the entire U.S. Treasury to Ukraine? You know, I mean, this guy in this administration, and it's not just him, by the way, it's rhinos like Lindsey Graham, who says it's the best money we've ever spent as he met with Zelensky, where, by the way, guys, if you don't know this, in Ukraine, I pray to God, please, Lord Jesus Christ, please let the sheeple hear this message, this video, this interview today with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Please let this go viral, far and wide. May the sheeple hear this information and may they do their own research and finally wake up, Lord, because the powers that ought not be, they're at the gate. The Trojan horse is outside the gate again, and it's filled with bioweapons masquerading as vaccines. In Ukraine, friends, the hub of child trafficking and organ trafficking exists. We have Russian military soldiers, men and women. Specifically, I'm referring to a woman. Her testimony about going into the basements of these quote unquote dungeon hospitals where they found dismembered children whose organs were removed and trafficked. That's what's going on in Ukraine. So now you tell me, how evil is the U.S. government? How evil are the rhinos and the libtards? How evil are the demon rats that are backing all of this? How evil is Joe Biden, whose own daughter says she was afraid to take a shower because he might get in there with her? Mm. It's unbelievable, friends. It's absolutely unbelievable. And I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving me the right words to say today, because my heart is brimming with hope that the people will stand up. And I know Dr. Sherry Tenpenny feels the same way, because she's warning you. Here we go again. DrTenpenny.substack.com. Sherry, I'll give you the last word. Please plug your sites, plug your business. I've got a very responsive, supportive audience. We got your back.
Well, everything on the online business, everything hooks up at drtenpenny.com and drtenpenny.com. It's where you can become a Substack member. It's where our apparel store is. It's where our supplements are. It's, you know, please, please, please go to drtenpenny.com and just join up for our email list. It means a lot. You know, we send out 3 emails a week. Monday morning just tells everybody, you know, I do 7 Substacks a week. It just tells people who the guests are and what time they are and things like that. Wednesday is an educational piece that has lots of really good information in it. And Friday, we do a Friday focus that every Friday, it's a topic related where there's products, where there's educational pieces, there's videos, there's special discounts on Fridays in our Friday focus. And I always tell people, please sign up for our email and please read our Friday focus email. Even if you don't buy anything, just read the stuff that's on there. It's an honor to me and my staff that spend so much work to make them so pretty and so easily navigable and have all this great information in it. So please go to drtenpenny.com and sign up for our email list. We send out 3 emails a week. Please look for the one on Friday. You get great special discounts and things on Fridays. So drtenpenny.com is really important. And if, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center and the Tenpenny ECP centers, both in Cleveland and in Ventura, take a look at the websites, and I hope that we can serve you as physicians. I'm not there seeing patients, but there's lots of really good people who are. And then thirdly, and most, you know, one additional thing, if you want to support my legal fund, because this legal battle is going to go on for years, We set up a place where you can donate. It's free. It is not tax deductible because I've talked to my lawyers about this, not my CPA, and saying that we just need to, it's a gift. It's a donation to me for my legal defense fund. It's drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com/defenddrt. And any amount helps, you know, $5, $10, you know, $50 or more, whatever you can afford, because this and all that money, all of it, even though it comes to me, allows me, it's like you giving me like $5 to go get a cup of coffee. It's a gift to me to be able, but it's a gift to me to support my legal defense team, because this is going to be a big fight, and we're doing it for you to make sure that you have due process whenever you are pulled before a court somewhere, that we're going to try to pass all kinds of things to make sure that your right to due process and your constitutional rights are defended. This is much bigger than me. It's much bigger than my suspended license. It is for the country, the Constitution, our Bill of Rights. So that's if you feel like donating to support, if you go to drtenpenny /defenddrt, we'd appreciate it. But if you're going to buy, you know, all those things are important. It helps us stay online. It helps us pay our bills. It helps me pay our staff. I've got a big staff that runs all these companies. The most important thing I want to ask everybody to do is please continue to pray for us. Mm-hmm. And the specific prayer that I'm asking for is to pray for the best outcome. Because what I think might be the best outcome may not be God's best outcome. He may have something better in mind. So to pray for the best outcome, pray for protection, for our health, for me, my entire staff, my legal team, you know, pray for Sean and all the work that he does and his family. Pray for the best outcome, because the prayers are even more important than any of the things that I previously mentioned.
I couldn't agree more. And the last word I want to say before we part ways, guys, is that the powers that ought not be, the evil men and women that are behind this agenda, the people sitting at the very top, they rely on your fear. Now, there's an antidote to fear, and it's called love. But there's something else that's very palpable and very important. And you've heard it in my voice during this broadcast. It's anger and outrage. We will not comply. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm here to tell you guys, it's either that or be a slave. It's the Great Reset or the Great Awakening. You want freedom for your family? Do you want a life? Do you want liberty? Do you want a future? It's time to stand up right now. There is no second chances in this war against humanity. Friends, our guest has been the one, the only Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of my favorite people in the world, a courageous truth teller who's paid the price for telling the truth. Stand with her. Stand with her, friends. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean. It's been a great pleasure.
Friends, I want to thank you so very, very much for tuning in. If you have a platform on social media, even if it's just a Twitter account or a YouTube account, re-upload this video and send it far and wide. May Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's voice of knowledge, her wisdom, and her truth be heard by all of the people across the land. The fight is now on your front step, my friends. May God bless you, and may God bless your family. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free. You can get the real news for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird, mainstream media, Lester Holt, CIA lies. Bye-bye.
If you're watching CNN or MSNBC and that's your nightly, your view of the world, you're in complete denial. I mean, they're feeding you BS story after BS story after BS story, and they keep being provably wrong.